I want to vote.
I want to vote too. I don't want to repeat anything that anyone else has said, but I do want to share with you that we just completed our needs assessment in our part of the county and had a presentation and a workshop the other night. And, you know, with the increase in foreclosures and job loss, we're seeing an increase in those who are at risk and marginalized. And so, but in order to get someone to a job or get someone to school or get someone to a meal or get someone to emergency care, like right now, if someone from my community needs emergency services and they are at risk and marginalized and they have to get somehow to Oakland, to the hospital, they take no less than 3 buses to get there. And so, you know, this isn't perfect, and I'd certainly like to have more, but doggone it, it's a great plan, and I'm gonna support it, and I'd certainly hope that everybody who has spoken this afternoon will take your thoughts home and rethink your position, and hopefully you will support it as well. Thank you.
I wanna thank my fellow commissioners, because the comments I've heard today make me proud to be serving with all of you. And I mean that sincerely. I also want to thank all the interested stakeholders that are out here today. I think we're all sitting here understanding the magnitude of what this could bring to Alameda County over the next decades and beyond our lifetimes. And this is quite an opportunity that we have. And I could talk about specific things. I will restrict my comments to one change, which is around in terms of the percentages of funding around TOD. And Commissioner Harper and I live in the same city, and we understand what the elimination of redevelopment means very deeply. And to support smart land use and transportation policies, you have to invest in TOD types of things. So I remain concerned about that at the end of the day. And without haggling over the percentages, there's something in the implementing guidelines section of the plan that I would like to suggest under, and I don't really have a specific language, but under the taxpayer safeguards, audits, and accountability, it would be, I don't really know how to talk about it in terms of operations fundings per se, but like there are concepts like around building things like value engineering and other kinds of cost controls and stuff like that. And I just would like, I don't know what the corollary would be for, you know, giving operation monies, but I think taxpayers and are really wanting to see that their money is well used and well spent. And I don't want to be embarrassed by something down the line that runs into like the same kind of boondoggle that the eastern span of the Bay Bridge was with, you know, with the cost overruns and unexpected things. So maybe under the taxpayer safeguard audits and accountability, there could just be an added thing here. Point 10 talks about having full funding plans in place, but then some there are unknowns that kind of come up. So I don't have anything specific here, but just something that again reassures the people pay sales tax in this county that their money will be well spent.
Scott, then we'll discuss things and we'll do it.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Having said all this 17,000 times, it's a little daunting for me to be able to put together thoughts right now. But first of all, I want to thank everybody who's in that audience. Having gone through the One Bay Area hearings that MTC is putting on right now, and I don't know if any of you have seen those, but they're quite entertaining. I want to thank people, because this does show that, you know, people can come to into a room with different minds and treat each other with respect. And that certainly is what happened today. And I just want to thank you for that. I also want to thank Harper for worrying about Bart Delivermore. I appreciate that, and maybe we should look at that, but that's a great thing. And also that, you know, I guess AC, as I hear last night, unanimously endorsed this measure last night?
No.
No?
They said that 18.8 was enough operating.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess 18.8 is enough operating on that. So I guess, you know, to the advocates, if you wanted to go anywhere and claim victory, I think that's an excellent spot to start. You know, we're here and we're not trying to fix everything. I don't think it's our job to fully fund everything. I don't think it's our job to totally restore everything. I don't think it's our job to let the state and the federal government off the hook. They have a responsibility to provide transit. They have a responsibility to provide money to build these projects. And all we're doing, as I've said many, many times, although I think I've referred to half-cent sales tax measures in the past, is the hors d'oeuvre. It's kind of the hors d'oeuvre to the meal. You bring it forward, you get everybody happy, and then you go and you do the big one and you have the entree. I believe this is the hors d'oeuvre and the dessert, to be very honest with you. I think, you know, there's a lot of good stuff here. And again, like my colleagues have said, if you want to vote against it, I mean, I guess shame on you. Because I think ultimately, this is something that is going to work great for me through paratransit, because I'm getting there. But I think that this is really serving all facets of the community. I think the only thing we didn't build here is an animal shelter. and you know, if anybody wants to work on that, I already have two in my district, but I mean, you can never get enough of them. And I know we need one up in Fairmont. Yeah, well, we already took over your jail, Larry. We let you off that one. You know, when we talk about BART, and you know, I once was talking to Steve Heminger about a project, a BART project, and he said, you know, we live the only place in the country where people don't like rail. And I think that's really, at times, what it really boils down to. But I've been sitting here and I've been advocating for BART for 16 years now. And we're looking at a 30-year measure. And it is time that BART to Livermore is put into this project. Because if it doesn't happen now, it's going to happen a long time from now. So I want to take a different spin on it. I think somebody said they were, what was it, I want to say WTF, but I know it's not BTF, but I say WTF here, you know. But you know, I think, yeah, but again, I have that's good. I better shut up on this one. But you know, I view this not as, you know, the residents of Livermore have been paying so long that they deserve it. I'm coming from the standpoint that the residents of Livermore and the Tri-Valley, including the city of Pleasanton and Dublin, have been choking on everybody's bad air for long enough. And quite frankly, I have seniors that are choking, I have children that are choking, I have kids that have to sit on the sidelines during warm days during PE because they can't breathe. And if you look on a map, if you look, go to the air quality map, and you look where greenhouse gases and CO2 are being emitted, you will see a big smear right down the map, which is where I-580 is, which is where the trucks are leaving the Port of Oakland and coming through our community. I love the port, Larry. I'm willing to help support them, but quite frankly, that is the reality. And we need to get people out of their cars. I'm amazed. I'm not sitting here saying, give me the 17th lane of I-580 so I can put more cars. I'm saying, give me a rail line so I can move more people at once in a clean technology. And I'm trying to figure out in this discussion, who's the real environmentalist here? Who's really looking at the way to move people effectively through clean transportation? So I think that, you know, Livermore is due, but not just because they've been paying. It's because it's a public health issue. And then, you know, I look at things and I see us putting, I think it's 98 million. I should have looked real quick. How much state of good repair? 90 million. Great, now Blaylock's going to ask for eight more. $90 million towards state of good repair. We're putting money towards operations. No other county is doing that right now, none, zero. So yes, Alameda County is now stepping forward, and we're setting the trend for other counties as they move forward to reauthorize their half-cent sales tax to now put in operating money for BART and also state of good repair. But it is not Alameda's job, Alameda County's job, to pay for it all. I've never felt that way. A few people have come to us today and, first of all, let me talk about the TOD issue. You know, Mayor Green and myself, these days seem to run together lately. Today is Thursday, yesterday was Wednesday, it was MTC. We talked about One Bay Area and we talked about TOD. You know, there's funding pots for that right now. In fact, by the way, we gave $10 million, I believe, of capital money to do operating for AC Transit. We also made them available to compete for a $30 million grant along with three other transit agencies. We excluded everybody else and said, you're gonna have the opportunity. So MTC should not be let off the hook either. And they should not be let off the hook when it comes to TOD station development, okay? So I'm an MTC commissioner. Mayor Green sitting next to me is an MTC commissioner. We're gonna get in a fight for these dollars, and we know where the PDAs are, and we're gonna make sure that those get funded. But having said that, you know, a few people have got up and they said, you know, how could I support BART, or how could I support this measure if BART or Livermore is not there? And I'm gonna tell you, they said they could not. And I'm going to guarantee you that if BART or Livermore was not in this measure, I would not be supporting it either. And I think I have moved as far as I can on the language. I appreciate Commissioner Harper's concern, but we'll look at it. But I think to my colleagues here, I'm fine with the language as it is. And you have to understand, if you really have been involved in this process and you look at the language where we started and where we landed, there's been significant movement. And now it is time to vote on this project.
What I want to do for the committee members there, I've identified the six issues that you brought up as we went around the rectangle here. And some of those are, I think, fairly easy. And I hope, I hope that none of these is a reason to vote no. But I mean, there might be some very minute help here in some of these things, or just somebody to say no, you were wrong. Let's start with reassuring the voters, Bruce. Personally, I think that whatever reassurances are needed for voters are there. I mean, I think that they're already there. I mean, we're going to have a check-in after so many years, and the first real check-in will be in November. I mean, if they don't. And I think there are assurances, and they're going to continue with a watchdog-like committee. There are going to be periodic check-ins in terms of any shift that the voters want to take down the road in terms of maybe they want to go back to a heavier, I'll say this, maybe they want to go back to a heavier project area waiting. Maybe they want to go back to even more to AC Transit, but that will be done. I mean, I think the assurances for voters, this isn't the last plan that they'll ever see in their lifetime. I think the assurances are there. I guess everybody else seems to think, okay, we move on. BART stations that Director Blalock mentioned, Art, I mean, I think he mentioned two specifically, Tom. Any comments on that, Art?
Yes, I do. I think this is certainly not a programming document. It's not a policy document. It's a document that provides a framework on how we fund things in the future. Certainly, some of Director Blalock's idea could be included in the future funding agreement with BART, in terms of where we're using it as a priority, because don't forget, we have 19 stations in Alameda County. Beyond Oakland and Berkeley, we also have a station in Hayward, in Fremont, and Livermore, I'm sorry, Pleasanton and Dublin. So and San Leandro as well. So I think we can address this issue through an agreement process when we turn on the
funding. Tom, are you okay with it? You see the light on that one now?
I don't see the necessity.
Good.
It's all, yeah.
All right, good. All right, so we're moving on. Right? All right, we got two down, four to go. The Broadway Jackson language art that Rebecca brought up, you know, where are we in that? We don't need to have Broadway Jackson, you know, we need to move it 2 inches to the east or 2 inches to the north. Where are we on that?
The concern of the community is our current current description is too prescriptive. And we have been working with Supervisor Wilma Chan's office with the city of Alameda. We have come to an agreement on a language, which I don't have here with me. It was sent to an email yesterday, that I think if we could live with that. At the end of the day, Broadway Jackson, just like Barton Livermore, needs to undergo an environmental process. And so I think the language that's been proposed by the Supervisor Chan's office, as well as Alameda, I think
would be favored.
So could we get copies of that in time for our 3 o'clock meeting so that we can?
The answer is yes.
I just want us to have the chance
you're
to make
vote
sure.
Yes. You're going to vote yes, and you vote yes again when you see the language.
The answer is yes.
I believe the answer is yes, and we'll just bring the language for 3 o'clock.
The answer is yes. Good. Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate
all right.
that.
Now, the Echo Pass language. You know, I know there's some things passed out in front of us earlier. You know, is it an absolute for the end of time? I'm not so sure about that because, again, I don't think it's meant to be an absolute in every city. I thought the best description of this was by Commissioner John Mandel when he said, let me point out, you know, here's Albany, a square mile. So why are our students going to sit around waiting for a bus for 15 minutes when I could be there in 7 to see? That makes sense to me. I'll wait and take a longer time. So the idea that it's an absolute pass across the county, no, we never meant it for that to be.
I think what they meant by absolute is that for those programs that during the startup time
that
come out
that are
to be working in a particular place
that are successful
and that a particular location wants to continue, that there's some definitive assurance that funding will continue to be made available to do those.
Well, I think that's going to come down to the board, whoever's sitting up here at that point, to determine A, if it was successful, and B, that is. I mean, let me put it this way. I won't be sitting here, Rebecca, but whomever is sitting here, if it is successful, I would think that they would have the intelligence to continue the program while the money's there.
Well, right, but our advocates are asking for just a slightly more emphatic assurance that the money is being committed to be available for those successful programs.
I'm not sensing. Everything for good, right. Rebecca.
Well,
bingo.
I think Chris has something.
No, he's read it.
Successful models will receive the first priority for funding from this category.
All right, the consensus is we're there. Okay. All right, bingo. We're there. I think the consensus is
that we leave it as it is.
The consensus is we leave it as it is and we move onward. All right, on to TOD. You know, I must say that I guess I'll be the social justice champion on the poster child since I'm the one who threw up that point and a half to AC Transit coming from TOD. And again, if anybody wants to talk about TOD, I mean, I'll talk again for the next 5 hours about it since it was our city, I might add. And everybody's done a great job. But it was our city that was on the lead plaintiff against the state of California on their stupidity last year in passing the redevelopment demise. You know, one suit came out successful and the other one wasn't, but the one that was not successful, that's the one that needs to be changed. It's not, we just surrender that, needs to be, get the right people up there and change it. So, you know, so the point there being is, you know, I come from an area that, you know, is very knowledgeable, very keen on TOD development, and I wouldn't have just thrown that up to the sacrificial limbs for AC Transit, believe me, if I didn't think that we were going to have a way to supplant that with money coming in from, as Scott mentioned, MTC. I think we have the money there to play with that area, which is needed. And I'm not saying it isn't. For the Green Belt Alliance people, I mean, to think that we're abandoning TOD or PDAs in this county, utterly ridiculous, utterly fraudulent kind of assertion, frankly. And I think that we'll have the money there to backfill that area. All right, we move on. Now, I want to mention one thing here. Since my able vice chair throughout this process brought up specifically the eligibility for pedestrian improvements on Telegraph, things like the prepaid fares and the level boarding. We need to hear, the Berkeley people need to hear that that's actually accessible for funding. Is that correct, Dr.?
That's correct. I think Council Member Worthy and I have a discussion this morning, and his proposed modified language, I think we could accommodate that. In terms of, so essentially we're gonna provide for improvement to a rapid bus service, a rapid transit service connecting to UC Berkeley.
Where?
Okay, so if you look on
page. Jacqueline Square to UC Berkeley.
Then let me just go to exactly the page number, which I lost before.
Yeah, page 24.
Page 24 of the packet. I'm gonna go ahead and read it out.
Go ahead.
Of the packet. Okay, so if you look at on the description for the Telegraph Avenue East 14th International Boulevard project, we'll provide enhanced transit service connecting the cities of San Leandro and Oakland with potential, and here's a chance, with potential improved rapid bus service to UC Berkeley instead of extension to UC Berkeley.
Everybody okay with that? All right, good.
Yes.
Now, finally,
I just want to make sure that it's in the record, because the City Council rejected one proposal, but they unanimously supported the reason I want to get this in the record is the City Council rejected some versions that were proposed, but they unanimously supported these kinds of the pedestrian improvements, level boarding, and paid fares on the Telegraph corridor. So that's why I want to get that specificity, since that was unanimous of the City Council. Thank you.
All right, now that hopefully that your mayor will actually support this. I said hopefully, I didn't say that. I bet on it for him. And lastly, but certainly not least, I know that there's been all kinds of talk about, you know, we gotta change that wording, we gotta remove one word, we gotta remove that phrase, we need 8 phrases added. We've already done this. But, you know, Bart delivered more wording that's in front of us. I think we need to proceed with. There's a variety of reasons for that. And again, some of them are political, some are tactical, some are just the right thing to do. So when you add them all up, I mean, I think that the Bart project, to deliver more, is needed. It has been needed, and it will be needed. And we need to move forward on that. And again, as I, you know, it's a lot of money. Yes, it's a lot of money. There's a lot of money. I mean, the point out, there's a lot of money going to AC Transit for this thing. There's a lot of money going everywhere, and there's a reason for that, because there are a lot of needs, and they all need money. And again, as has been mentioned a few times today, but that is always worth repeating. We have 13 members around here. I love Nate's eloquent description of his fantasy island a couple of meetings ago, where everybody would be walking, everybody would be riding, it'd be a world peace environment. And I found it all fascinating. Mine would have much more sensuality into it, I guess, in my measure, but I can't really describe that at 2:30 on a Thursday afternoon. But all of us would come up with something different. And yet, as I said before here, when you need 2/3, and this is a political process, and it isn't about what one advocacy group thinks is the purity of it all, or the absolute pinnacle of my career here, that I stopped this, or I got this last 10th of a percentage point into this thing. It's about what we need to see across the county that can A, pass, and B, also be of tremendous value in a wide array of commute and recreational modes. So I think we have a I've been through this process before, Scott, as Nate asked. I don't mean just as advocacy, I mean here, voting on this stuff here at this board, as ACTA members back in the 90s. So we have, I agree with Nate, this has been a complete metamorphosis, I think, from what we did back in the current measure, which in turn had been a huge step forward from the original measure. And that's the way life is. It's an evolutionary process. We've evolved again. And some people need to recognize the evolution. Some people haven't, and they need to. This is a huge evolutionary change transportation, I think, from Director Blaylock. If you go back to the well, maybe not horse and buggy, but compare this to the original. You were a public works director. I'm going to say, Tom, back when the original Measure B passed, and comparing that.
I was on the last two steering
committees. Yeah, and comparing it to this, I mean, what would you say? I mean, this, you'd have to say this has been it's a huge sea change.
Oh, yeah.
So, and again, I know there are people stuck, you know, they're on their soapbox. I need this, I need that. Well, it's time to get off the soapbox and get with this at the ballot box. So, Supervisor Hagerty, you want to do something?
Yeah, and just first of all, acknowledge that it was Director Blaylock that brought the first asphalt street in Fremont when he was with Public Works. So. Yeah, Mr. Chair, I'd like to go ahead and move the staff recommendation as outlined before us, and also, I guess, include the wordsmithing of Councilmember Worthington, and that would be my motion.
That's moved and seconded by Director Blaylock. Is anybody going to really...
I mean, I could just wait to see a bit, but I'm trying to figure out why people are perceiving that the student pass language isn't strong enough when clearly we're in agreement on our intent, and I'm wondering if it's the word potential. I mean, I don't want to, you know, I think we have agreement. I don't want people to think we don't have agreement on something we do have agreement on.
We have agreement here.
So, I mean, maybe if we struck the word potential, if that might be making people think we're not
committed
about it.
All right, we're calling the question. All right. And everybody... No, we're going to call the question. Everybody voting in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody in opposition? Anybody abstaining?
I just wait till the three.
Can I say something?
So what did you do?
I'm going to abstain so you can get the wording back.
All right, 12 yeses, one abstention, and zero.
Negative.
Now the abstentions are growing.
Yep.
All right, so we have three abstentions. No votes.
Who are the three?
Ruth, Rebecca, Greg abstained.
My motion included, by the way, $600 million for far too little money.
I'll strike
that. I was just joking. Wish it did.
All right, so we have 10 votes in the affirmative, no, none in opposition, and three.
Yeah, I just want to say, I just want to personally thank the steering committee, because I know we've done a lot of hard work to get to this point. So when the whole commission meets, I mean, the vote was 10-3, so we've got to carry this ball forward. I mean, I think in sports terminology, the staff has given us the ball, now we've got to play the game and move it forward. So we've got to advance this ball. Then, if it makes it out of the Transportation Commission today, then we've got to advance this ball through every city council and the Board of Supervisors. And then after that, we've got to win the game, which is the election in November. So that's how I see it, one step at a time. So we've done this. I want to thank everybody for that. So let's continue to move forward, full speed ahead.
All right, thank you. We're going to item 7, the clause calling allies in the your favorite report. Member reports, hang on, member reports. Go ahead. We'll adjourn for right now. We'll start at the break. I'm going to have to get that.